haven't really woken up until I've had my McDonald's breakfast deal. And I know this is true because before breakfast, I put my phone in the refrigerator and couldn't find the keys that were already in my hand.
Nothing gets the morning going like the first sip of an iced coffee. Get any size and any flavor for 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
This must be fake news.
That's scary
stuff. I can tell by the first sentence. So it's easily figured out this is fake news.
Okay.
A chicken-sized relative of the T-Rex.
Oh.
Stop right there. The oldest carnivorous dinosaur that roamed the United Kingdom. According to research published in the Royal Source Open Science, the miniature dinosaur resided in the UK over 200 million years ago. Some people say over 5,000 years ago.
I was going to say, yeah.
Suck it, Jesus.
No.
Right, Craig.
Scientists described the species as a theropod from the late Triassic period.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
Those are two-legged carnivores with hollow bones and three-toed feet.
Hey,
that also includes the T-Rex.
Just a God test, those fossils. They don't exist.
Can the Jurassic Park guys redo that one?
Not, I'm
not aware
of that.
Little chicken one. Little chicken dinosaurs would be like little household pets.
Yeah,
but if it still had teeth and everything like a T-Rex, you'd be gnawing on your ankle.
Nah, they'd be cute.
Until they weren't.
You declaw the teeth like you did back in the day.
Yeah, you
cats.
File the teeth down.
Right.
Declaw the teeth.
A little.
I heard it too. I was going to let it go, Craig.
Little pet dinosaur that's the size of a chicken would be a fun pet.
Well, yeah.
You couldn't name it Dino, though. Everybody would take that. That'd be like Spot, basically.
Wolverines are small, but you don't even cuddle them.
Yeah, I don't know. I think a little dinosaur.
Probably couldn't have any other pets.
I don't have a pet badger at home.
I forgot about the other pets, right. Yeah.
Where are the other pets?
We got a dinosaur.
Mini Rex ate them.
Right. Rexy ate them all.
Yeah. Is there like a drawing? I like this little...
Yeah, the
fascinated by that kind of stuff.
Artist concept.
Right.
Yeah, they actually don't know if it's a juvenile or just a short chicken.
You said chicken-sized relative. That just freaked me out. I'm thinking, what does that mean?
Yeah,
I've never heard the adjective chicken size.
Yeah.
Well, what size would you like to say? Well, basketball size?
No, it's size of a chicken. I get it.
Right. Because when you hear on the Weather Channel,
you just said goat size. Puss would know exactly what you're talking about.
Chicken size, hail.
Size, height.
That's trouble.
Yeah. Well,
that was another one of those.
Chicken size, hail.
Holy God.
That'd be some.
That was another one of those times,
chicken
Craig, where
size hail out there.
We stopped listening at a certain point and you kept talking. Because I looked at Tyler when you said chicken sized relative too. And we both went, wait, what?
There's a relative that's a chicken.
Why does someone have a chicken-sized relative? He's not talking about people.
Yeah, that's why you listen to the next part of the sentence, because you don't know.
I kind of did eventually.
It's tough.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
No, I was just taken aback by the phrase chicken-sized, because I don't think I've ever heard that.
Well, it's becoming it's an animal, so I guess they can compare it to another size animal.
Yeah, I understand.
A chicken-sized hail would be stupid.
Is there better?
I know how big a chicken is.
I'm just curious.
I know how big a chicken is. That's all I know exactly.
I've just never heard it before.
Yeah, this is not your problem, Craig. This is our brain.
No, I'm curious. I'm just curious if there would be a better.
No,
nope. It's very specific.
We all know pretty much what a chicken looks like.
But you know, off the top of my head, I couldn't come up with another chicken-sized item.
Yeah, the artist impression kind of does make it look like it kind of has a little beakish face.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, and like he'd eat your dog.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. Well, in this picture, he's standing next to it looks like an iguana, and he doesn't seem to be eating that, but you never know.
But that's an artist rendering, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't know what happened in the next artist rendering.
Were they plant eaters, though? We don't know.
No, carnivorous.
You said carnivorous?
Carnivorous.
They are carnivorous.
When I heard chicken-sized relative, my mind went a bunch of places. Here's my cousin. He's a chicken. That's how I thought. I don't know why, but my cousin's a chicken.
It's Friday. We left conscious thought yesterday.
I guess something's weird happening in my cousin's house.
It tends to, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
NASA is almost ready to intentionally crash a spacecraft into an asteroid as part of a test. The Double Asteroid Redirection Test, or DART.
Oh, they want to get it off its course?
Yeah. It launches next month from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. A process known as a kinetic impactor technique will attempt to launch the spacecraft and an asteroid around 15,000 miles an hour in an attempt to alter its trajectory. This particular asteroid is not a threat to Earth, but it will pass close enough to conduct this particular test.
I plan on knocking Uranus off its path here in about 5 minutes.
All right.
I look at the time.
It's flying, isn't it? It is about 5 minutes, so. Yeah. Be prepared to be knocked off course.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Most Americans, well, 59% say that it's unattractive for a woman to have hair on her legs.
Yeah, about, it is.
About a third of us, 31%, say it's neither attractive nor unattractive.
It's unattractive.
A third of us say, yeah, neither one. Yeah.
They're in a hair.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
Like don't stubble care. Or just full on?
Full on hair. A lot of times your wife will go, hey, listen, right. Not your wife. I mean, I forgot to shave my legs when you're about to do something. It's usually just stubble. Then.
I don't care.
I don't care then. I don't care then. No. But if somebody's walking down the street with full-on hairy legs, I care.
Right, if it looks like a bear paw.
Right, or just a hairy legs.
Not attractive.
Did they ask men and women for this study?
Yeah. Great question.
Yeah. 5% of people.
Women don't care.
Right. 5% of Americans say it's attractive.
Well, there's
for a
freak.
Woman to have hair on her legs.
Oh, there's some freaks. They got to be gay or butchies. Yeah,
that's a kink.
The butchies, yeah.
That's a fetish.
Yeah, maybe some butchies.
I think they love that term.
Sorry. I apologize.
He's an ally.
13% say men look best when they have absolutely no chest hair at all.
You don't see much chest hair like you used to. I know younger generations that have chest hair, a lot of chest hair, shave it. They shave it.
That seems like a pain in the ass.
Yep.
I trimmed my chest hair once, and it was just before our youngest son was born. So I just remember being in the hospital just itching.
Did you have a lot of chest
constantly.
Hair? I never really had a lot of chest hair. I had more when I was younger, but not much.
Did you shave it? Or just
I just
take
trimmed
a
it. Yeah, with the clipper.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know one guy that shaves his chest.
Yeah.
And it's sad.
Yeah. I wouldn't shave my chest.
No, I would not go to that length.
Yeah,
no.
That's stupid.
If you have to lift up your breast
now,
to shave
a lot of
your chest, it's not really going to matter.
People do that when they're in weightlifting competitions, and that's different. You got to have your...
This guy is not that.
I know what you're talking about. Why'd you shave his chest there?
I don't know.
Because
chicks dig a hairless chest.
I guess. I don't...
It used to be the other way around.
What does he stop at the belt
like
line?
The Burt Reynolds look was what women wanted, right?
You wanted a rug up there at one time. Yeah, I understand, like swimmers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like competitive
13%
swimmers.
13% want chest hair now and this time. This time of
no
day.
Chest hair. Isn't that what he said? 13% said absolutely none.
Oh, none.
Absolutely none.
I'm not even got rogue hair hanging off your middle of your chest.
Right.
Just one big one.
Yeah, 13% say men look best when they have no chest hair whatsoever.
Where's the rest of it go?
29% of Americans say that they think men look better when they have somewhat or very hairy chests.
So I think this is skewed because I think you'd like ask.
Once it's men and women, right.
Men are, somebody that would be attracted to a guy. Because I'm not,
right.
Like, yeah. I'm just going to pick whatever I have.
So you either need a lot or none at all.
I feel bad for the dudes with hairy backs.
People don't like that.
I mean, they just sometimes.
Two-thirds of Americans say it's unattractive
really
for men
backs.
To have a hairy back.
I agree.
Of course, women much more likely than men to say this.
And the hairy shoulder guys I feel bad for. A lot of those guys shave that. I don't blame them. Really hairy shoulders.
I have one.
I know that guy, by the way.
One
hairy
little
shoulders
patch on a shoulder, and
you probably get rid of that one.
My wife is just, it just annoys the
you
hell.
You shave
out
it
of
off?
Her. No, I leave it there because it annoys the hell out of her, and I don't care.
That counts for a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
Old patch.
That's true love.
Yeah. Does she chew on it when you're having sex?
No, she tries to sneak up behind me and like pluck them.
You got a show to be doing the break. Why is there a weird little patch of hair
I
on
don't
your
know.
Back? Okay. Upper shoulder here?
Yeah, it's just right on like the top of my left shoulder.
Maybe it thinks that it's like close to your face. It's trying to be a beard.
Oh, that's about as close as it gets. Yeah, there's a demilitarized zone there. It can't cross somewhere around the neck area.
It's trying to be a goatee.
Yeah, trying to be.
It just can't make it to the chin.
I got a buddy who's kind of a Sasquatch. He's got, you know, on the shoulders, on the back.
I know it's probably really a pain in the ass to groom yourself like all the time.
Oh, it's totally high maintenance. He gets sick of it.
Yeah.
Well, I have hair on my back, and it's a thing where if we're going to be going on vacation or whatever, I'll think somewhere I'm going to have my shirt off or my wife trim it. But other than that, I'm grossed out for her to go through that process. She's like, I don't mind because I think she's probably saying she doesn't mind because she doesn't want to look at me with hair on my back. Yeah. But you're very self-conscious the entire time somebody's shaving your back. So I'm like, I'm apologizing a dozen times. I'm like, sorry, this sucks.
I'm not hot.
Yeah, if we're going somewhere where my shirt's going to be off, the hair on my back is the least of my issues. That is so far down the list of things I'm worried about. I don't even care.
Where else do people want hair, Craig?
Oh, I don't know where they want it, but the most liked style of women's pubic hair.
Oh, women's, okay. Now, this is everybody voting, right? So why should women vote on their own pubic hair? That's a man thing.
They might like women.
Well, and they also
that's true.
Yeah. They might have an opinion on their own.
What it looks like.
Got it.
The most liked style of women's pubic hair is trimmed.
Yeah.
Men, of course, more likely than women to say that they like this. 59% of men, 45% of women say they like that style.
Trimmed it a little arrow points down.
Yeah.
And then after trimmed, then it becomes bikini is the next most well-liked.
Isn't that the 41%
same?
Trimmed is bikini.
Or is that?
No, not necessarily. Trimmed can just be knocked down. Bikini is actually shaped.
Got it.
So it could be hidden by a bikini.
Like the back edge.
But there's not an absence of hair. There's still hair there.
That's correct. And again, men more likely than women to like that. The completely shaved look, popular with a little bit over a third of us, 38% of Americans. Of course, again, men twice as likely as women to say that they like the completely shaved look.
Hair's coming back, though. There was a time there was just all shaved. But
about the same number of people.
You tell that by looking
like
at porn.
The natural look.
Total wolf.
The same number of same number of people.
I mean,
completely shaved and like. Full wolf.
But some women can grow a fuller wolf, like, you know, guys can grow beards.
Right.
Yes.
What's the term for the landing strip? Or is that it?
Landing strip.
Yeah,
you did it. Trim just seems like a nice, or bikini, just seems like a nice halfway point.
There's a, I was.
Yeah, not wild.
Joking with my wife because my son's football teams, their nickname is, their high school is the Wolves. And I've seen T-shirts on some of the moms. It says Wolf Mom.
And they're not even ironic.
And I'm sure other men in the crowd.
Nobody thought about it.
I guarantee other men in the crowd thought about it. But I go to my wife. Oh, my God. It says Wolf Mom. I said, I'm going to buy you one.
Let's get you one.
Yeah. I mean, it says Wolf Mom. I realize that my head goes right to the crotch, but so do your guys. And these are all grown men in the stands going, hey, that shirt says Wolf Mom.
Do you need to tell her, like it or not, you're a Wolf Mom.
Do they have window stickers?
By default,
right. You are you by virtue of being associated
stick it on
with
the back
your
of
son.
Car,
put it on the back of a car. It says Wolf Mom.
I'd put it on my car if it said Wolf Mom. I said, you're right. That shirt's available for purchase. Looks really nice. It's a full-on shirt you buy from a major company, and it says Wolf Mom. I think a guy wrote that. Hey, they're called the Wolves. See if they buy the Wolf Mom shirts.
What about some shorts that say it across the ass? Wolf Mom.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, Wolf on the front, Mom on the back.
By now, you've probably heard all about cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. You might even already be investing in them. But did you know that you could invest in cryptocurrencies through your retirement account? That's right, with iTrust Capital, you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies from a crypto IRA and get all the same tax advantages as a traditional IRA. iTrust Capital allows you to invest in over 24 of the most popular cryptocurrencies, and unlike the stock market, you can buy and sell 24 hours a day. The iTrust Capital platform is easy easy to use and only takes a few minutes to create your account. Setting up an IRA is free and iTrust fees are low. It's time to start taking control of your financial future. With iTrust Capital, you can get all the tax benefits of a retirement account while investing in crypto. Visit iTrustCapital.com to start investing today. That's iTrustCapital.com. Taxes and conditions may apply. Fees apply. Cryptocurrencies are a speculative investment with risk of loss. iTrust Capital Inc. does not provide legal, investment, or tax advice. Consult with a qualified legal, investment, or tax professional.
And about a fifth of us, 22% of men and women, specifically dislike the wolf look.
Well, this is a generational thing, Craig, because certain people in this room grew up and that's what women had. And we've talked about that. Like, that's what it was. There was no trimming. It was just there. And so those guys don't care. It'd be different to see it now compared to back in the day. But there's a whole generation that has no idea.
Like, now with the full wolf would make you think that maintenance at all is not a concern.
Unless they get with a wolf mom.
Right. Gotta change their mind.
And they're not turning it down.
I'm glad the season's over. I don't have to see the wolf moms for a while to baseball, maybe. Yeah. Damn it.
You're going to see a whole pack of wolves.
No basketball?
No basketball.
There'll be a lot of wolf moms at the basketball games.
For men's pubic hair.
Yes. They like it gray and straggly. That's the most, right?
Yes.
Right. Whatever gets you to sleep.
Off the charts.
Man.
Random
number
gray.
Number one.
They want random gray ball hair sticking out.
Number one with a bullet.
Yep. Yeah. Random gray ball hair.
Yes.
And the rest of it either trimmed or something.
Whatever.
Right. The little chode mullet.
There's a little. I keep a little patch on my nuts and because it bugs my wife. Like puss in his shoulder.
The nut patch.
It's a nut soul patch, I call it. I keep it down there right below the sack. That's my nut soul patch.
And again, I'm forced to remember the time I got the call from Tyler. Hey, sorry I didn't answer your phone. Your phone call. I was trimming my balls.
And I was.
Like 5 minutes later, he calls me back, and that's when I pick up the phone. Sorry, I was trimming my balls. What's up?
Well, you know I can't pick up the phone and trim my balls.
Well, we don't want you
Both
to.
Both hands are busy, man.
No, I want you to concentrate on that.
Yeah, me right. too.
I still want to know how the trimmer is different. You know, they sell them the Manscaper. That are specifically for that.
Yeah, I wonder. How,
and the ones
wonder,
you use
I wonder,
on your face.
I wonder if it doesn't nick you.
Yeah,
because the face one does can nick you if you're not
Yeah, yeah.
You're
it's
not careful.
It's supposed to be better at not pulling.
Got
and,
a different
and
guard.
I should buy one
by the clippers.
Know. Yeah,
they're not that expensive.
Because I know mine apparently has been used to shave the dog's ass a few times, and that pisses me off.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, because it gets a little hairy around the butthole, and my wife goes, "I got to get rid of this." I said, "Hello."
Right.
Unless it's my butthole.
Maybe wait a minute.
Just wash it off. I said, I will, but come on. It's the dog's butthole.
Yeah, it's not a match. Not a match.
Isn't there something about walking backwards in there, too? Yeah. Shaving the dog's ass and walking backwards.
There is
that's some kind of
that's
joke.
That's an old joke, too.
Yeah, they sell those things at, like, Target now. Those the Manscaped. Well, they're right there.
I know. I got to buy one.
I've walked by them 100 times. So nah.
I don't understand why those have to be waterproof. I could see that for cleaning them, but like I think they try to sell that as like you can be in the shower.
And do it
and be
then. Yeah.
That seems like the worst place to do that.
I don't do it in the shower either, but it might be okay.
Oh, I do it in the shower all the time.
Hmm. Okay, so it works, huh?
Yeah.
Is yours waterproof?
I think so. So far.
Yeah. Instead,
haven't had a problem with it yet.
Instead, Tyler's just in a half squat position with a hand mirror on the floor.
No, my leg is on the toilet. I'm just trimming the end of the toilet, and that gets nasty. You got to clean a lot up there.
But I only use the trimmer for top. Otherwise, I do it the razor.
Oh, they did a soul patch down underneath.
No.
I think you're like the Amish guy. There's no mustache, but just a full beard on your balls.
Yeah, the Andrew Luck.
I do the Amish junk trim. Nothing up top and a full beard below.
The Jakey?
I don't get how that became a thing with regular dudes. The no beard, no mustache, but a full beard look. I just don't understand that look. Never have.
I had to start with guys that couldn't grow a mustache.
It had to, but it became a hip thing, though. I've seen that. Yeah. And that's not working, Jakey. Jakey! My brother-in-law used to do that, and he's got a full beard. For a while there, he just kept the mustache off and a beard. I'm thinking, dude, that's, you know, when'd you turn Amish?
You need help raising a barn this weekend? Because I'm busy.
Don't ask me.
For men's pubic hair, 42% of Americans say they prefer for men's pubic hair to be trimmed.
And random gray ball hair.
Women are at 50% on that. Men are at about a third, so they don't care.
They're lazy.
Yeah. The natural look for men.
Well, if you think
I
about
guess
it,
full wolf, if that's about a third of Americans.
If you're not getting laid, you're not trimming that up.
No, right.
You're not.
But if
that's
you are,
true.
You should be a little considerate
Totally. But there are a lot of guys that are either not having sex or are currently between relationships. But then if you're on a date, make sure that's trimmed up. Right. She might want to see that bear.
That could be why you're not getting laid.
True.
21% of Americans say they prefer for a man's pubic hair to be completely shaved. And 14% say they prefer a man's pubic hair to be in a bikini style.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Well, that's gay dudes.
Well, that's just... Yeah.
I've seen a bikini.
Keeping it...
Yeah.
Soul stash.
Keeping it in the corral, if you will.
With a jean jacket.
In the corral.
Well, with that, like, the numbers of what people prefer for dudes' pubic hair don't really matter to me, because my wife will just be like, this okay?
Yeah, you're right.
Does this work?
Yeah, you're right.
They say romance is dead.
Yeah. It's okay.
And there's a story.
I made a mistake. This is funny. I was going back to Pennsylvania by myself last summer for the first time in a year and a half. Obviously, for other reasons, we were not traveling. So I went back by myself to see everybody in the family. And I was in the bathroom, and I realized I was rogue down
there.
Out of control. So I'm shaving my balls before I'm flying out of town.
Red flag.
Oh. Not thinking about it at all.
Yep.
And my wife goes, you're trimming up before you're going on vacation, going back home by yourself. I said, I see what that means. I see what you think that means. But no, it was a random ball shave.
I thought I'd get laid right now.
And then she thought, nope, that wasn't it at all, because I was actually leaving. You know, I was getting ready to go. I mean, it wasn't.
You couldn't couch it.
No, it was basically, it was a red flag. Any woman would think it's a red flag.
Thanks for reminding me. I got to pack condoms.
Right. I didn't say that out loud.
But if your bags were already at the front door and you went, ooh, hold on, I got to go trim up.
No, but
yeah, that looks bad.
It was the day before I flew, but Nick's wrong, because I don't think she would have bought that either. Now, she bought it because she knows I'm lame.
That's why.
But it was a red flag.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Can you imagine your wife in there just getting all pretty around her crotch area before she goes on a business trip?
The optics of it were bad.
Totally bad. And yes. And that's how stupid and much of a married guy I am.
Oblivious.
Did not even think about that being a bad optic. I thought, I was just naked looking down. Oh, I'll trim that today.
Yeah, I do that. I do it when
But don't do it the day before you leave vacation, warning to men.
Yeah, but I do it when the spirit moves me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it was for me.
I suppose I got time.
Yeah, I did it today because I noticed.
But to them, it's, you're going to go see your ex-girlfriend, so you're trimming up your balls.
Yeah. And completely unrelated, today, National Nut Day.
Perfect.
And yes, it really is completely unrelated.
Yes, it is.
I learned that same thing with cologne. My wife bought me cologne for my birthday.
Yeah.
But turns out that's relegated to when I'm going to be out with her.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, because if you put on cologne before you leave the house and your wife's not going to be around, who are you trying to impress?
Yep.
Good. I'm just trying not to smell like ass.
Right.
Yeah. My woman likes me in it.
Right. Yeah, so guys, you're going on any kind of trip without your wife, don't shave your balls where you get snagged on it. And they got to answer a bunch of questions, right?
There will be an interrogation.
Oh, there will be. For a little bit, then they'll show, you're lame. My wife actually believed me.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.